This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello, and welcome back to The Bachelor podcast by Betches. I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we're really excited to be back with you talking about one of our favorite shows right now.
Yeah. I'm a hater of The Bachelor, but I love A Bachelor in Paradise.
What's not to love about Bachelor in Paradise? It's a bunch of people embarrassing themselves on national television.
Well, I will admit that like one of the reasons why I dislike The Bachelor is because they blow all their chances to like do something good and original and creative and insightful and self-aware with the show on a regular basis. And I do feel that they also blow it a little bit here, especially this week with that
fucking
joke of
tell-all
tell-all, like that you just wasted like my life watching. Like, so yeah, they definitely blew it there a little bit, but the show itself is so good that it's like, fine, I'll take it.
I could agree.
So let's talk about like some of the main things.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about Dean first?
Yeah, let's talk about Dean because he like...
he's a little...
Yeah.
I liked him, but now I'm
okay,
annoyed.
I just don't understand how he could anyone could ever think about making him The Bachelor. He's like five. He feel like he's like has the like dating mentality of like a like college sophomore.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
That is exactly the dating age he is.
He's like, yeah, that is how he is, like, maturity-wise. He is a college sophomore.
Right, like, he thinks that he can, like, have this relationship with Christina where they clearly like each other. They traveled around Kentucky, which is, like,
right.
That's some real-life shit.
Yeah. And she's like, fucking Dean, she's like an orphan. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's nice. I like her a lot on this show.
Yeah, she's just like trying to find like love, fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Alexis said it best. I love her commentary because she's like, Dean, you fucking flip-flopper. Yeah.
Like, I love Alexis. I feel like you just put on your mom's or grandma's accent.
I did a little bit, yeah. Yeah. She's like Jersey. I'm not from New Jersey. My parents are from New Jersey, but it's like Long Island,
it's
Jersey,
that,
whatever.
It's that tri-state area.
Yeah, slang. Like,
yeah, Jewy slang.
What's it called? Twang. I don't know.
It's some twang. Yeah, but so, yeah, I love Alexis. I think she's one of the best people on the show, and I don't understand why more guys aren't into her.
I think she's
a girl's girl.
I think she's a little much, probably, like the dolphin shit. Like, she's not making herself out to be like hot. I think she's got a good personality, but she's probably like a little too doesn't take herself too seriously.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Find someone outside of Bachelor Nation.
Everything's like a little bit of a joke, which is like fine. I think it's funny.
She's 24.
Like do you, Alexis. You have great commentary on Dean. Yeah. He's acting like a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Okay. Grow up, Dean.
Yeah. Seriously, like, okay, he like has this great relationship with Christina. Then he agrees to go on the date with what's her name? Fine. D'Lo or whatever. Fine.
Yeah,
I get it.
I don't really get the whole D'Lo thing.
Right.
I don't
she's really not that much prettier than anyone else.
Yeah, I don't even think she's prettier than everyone else. She's like she's cute.
She's pretty.
I don't think she's like as she's like on par with everyone else. I don't. She shows up. It's not like she's like this way hotter girl than everyone else. I think she's not prettier than Christina.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And like, I think that really like what we don't see about the show is that like they're there and they're not in a committal mindset. I think about it as like, oh, like you're here. Why wouldn't you just like want to couple up like so that you can stay?
Right.
That's how my mindset is about it. But like, maybe they don't think about it that way. Like, so she asked him to go on a date, and I understand why he would like agree to that because he wasn't as coupley as, let's say, Taylor and Derek.
Right.
Fine. But he goes back. He like the scene where him and D'Lo come back and he like is making like comments to Christina. Like, he was every guy in college in that
moment.
He's
a college sophomore.
Yeah, and then he goes and has like a deeper convo with her where he like confirms that he like likes her, and it seems
like plays down the date.
Right.
He like seems, we may have had a peck. Fuck you, Dean.
Yeah. Then he brings out this cake, which is
the
not even a
birthday cake.
Right, a half birthday cake, which is not even
in
a cake.
Front
it's
of
a
her.
Watermelon with frosting on it, which is disgusting. Like, what the fuck? Like, you literally, okay, what did the producers, they couldn't even get a real cake? Like, are you kidding me?
It's about the gesture.
Right.
It's just about embarrassing
it's
Christina.
It's her real birthday.
It's her.
Ugh. Like, seriously?
I'm glad we got to find out
if
that it was
June
28th.
Some guy gave me a watermelon cake.
No, you'd be like, that's so sweet. It's my half birthday. He's like making a thing, whatever. But like, it's also fucking rude because like Christina, who you were just like cuddling with, has to watch you do that. But she can't really. That's why it's such a college relationship thing, because like she can't really technically say anything because. Right. Like, she's not really, like, your girlfriend, or right. you're not, like, exclusive, but, like, you're being a fucking asshole. But, like, on a technicality, you right. think it's okay.
Right. So, for you to like her, right. So, she wants you to still like her, at least for a right. little
but
bit more.
But you're acting like it's okay because it's a technicality.
Right. I hope next week they bring a better guy for Christina so that she can get her, like, fuckboy revenge.
Yeah. Dean, you're not going to be the bachelor.
Cool. We liked you, and now that was not cool. That cake move okay. was so... Look,
can I say, I never really liked Dean.
I didn't like him.
I didn't like him on the show. I didn't like him on Bachelor in Paradise. I don't like his essence. I don't think he's here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Not that, like, that's, like, a real thing. But if it yeah. were, he wouldn't be there. But it's also, like, he's, like, got a cute face, and that's about it. He doesn't say anything interesting. He doesn't do anything interesting. He, like... I think he might be gay, which is not a big deal, maybe. But, like, don't pretend to be straight.
Right.
And, like, Dean, like, get your shit together. Yeah.
No, I liked Dean, mostly because I felt sorry for him and his trauma with his parents.
I don't even think he liked Rachel. I didn't feel sorry for him for shit.
I felt sorry, not that he got broken up with. I felt sorry about his family trauma. Like, that's fine. Sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. It's hard. I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
That made me feel endeared to him. But sure. Now
that's not an excuse to act like an asshole.
Yeah, that's not an excuse to give this girl, like, her watermelon half birthday cake in front of everyone, including the girl that you just, like, allegedly had this deeper relationship with and spent, like, a week driving through America with. Yeah. Like, it's not cool. Not cool.
Not cool, Dean.
Okay, next point. Everyone loves Raven. Everyone loves Raven. What's that?
Well,
saying?
Not as much. Everyone loves Raymond.
Everyone loves Raven. That's so Raven. Oh, great.
Yeah. No, that's funny. Everyone loves Raven. Maybe she'll get a kiss. I could see her with a spinoff show called that.
I like her.
She's, like, fine. I don't mind her.
I think they portray her as, like, this wise voice of reason. And, like, she's cool. But, like...
She actually was, like... She's usually coming out on top. But, like, this week she...
They're painting her to be the protagonist.
Wait, but she got into some shit with someone, right? Or, like, someone... Oh, Adam, who everyone was weirdly, like, into, is now went out with Sarah. Also, there's this thing where they're always like, during production, when production stopped, like they keep talking about like when production stopped and all these things happened. Notice no one is like, yeah, when production stopped, I went back to fucking work.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, when production stopped, I was met up with Adam, and then I came downstairs and he was cuddling with Sarah. Like, does no right. one have anything to do?
No. Like, honestly, don't you wish that like production would stop on our business and we could just chill for right? a little bit? Like, no.
Yeah. No one's like, yeah, I got a lot of things like done that I needed to get done for like my job when production stopped for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like I made money. I did something. It's like, oh, maybe I put up a Fit Tea ad.
Exactly.
Whatever. Yeah. So Raven... I don't think she really is going to end up with any of these guys. I think she'll be there a while because
I think she wants to be the next Bachelorette.
She's how though? I like her.
If no one is good on the next season, but they sometimes go back a few seasons. Like Nick was true. Like a few seasons ago.
True.
Maybe. I don't know. I think she's like fine. Her hair is so long.
She has a look. Yeah. She looks like a raven.
She does look like a raven.
Yeah.
No, I like her. I have nothing like bad to say about her.
Yeah.
But I don't like, she was with Adam. The Adam attraction, I don't really get. He yeah. kind of just looks like looks like he just like left a pie for spring break.
Yeah. Adam and Ben and all those guys, like, I don't have any opinion. Like, they're all sort of, you could replace one with the other.
Yeah. They're like non-interested. It was funny when the girls were like, the guys are all ignoring us. They're just like into each other. It's like, yeah, they're just here to get fucking famous.
Yeah. Like no one's here to find love. The best.
The men especially yeah. are not here to find love.
Here's
the woman I think like might be like, I think they're like at the heart of it. There are women like who want like what Jade, I mean, obviously yeah. they got a lot of Instagram followers out of that relationship, but I think yeah. they like do want to find love. They yeah. do want to like, I'm sure if that happened, they wouldn't be like upset right. with it. Even if it's not the main reason they're there, that's something they really want.
Right. Well, I mean, okay. You look at like, okay. So yeah, there's a lot of girls who want that, but you have like, okay, take like Danielle versus Lacey. Lacey's like, I'm here to find a husband. Danielle's like, I would love to find a husband. There's no one here for me. I'm going to go save some kids in Africa. Yeah,
what the fuck was that? I'm sorry.
Right. It's like, oh, our contestants are good people. They're not just here for Instagram followers.
She got a call saying she was going to, she just had to go to Africa.
I know.
Like, that's come so on. Funny. They're flying her direct from Mexico to Africa.
It's closer.
That was like a little absurd. Like, good. I like Danielle. I think she's like, same. She seems like kind of normal, but like,
Right.
I can't really like resolve in my head the idea that someone would both be on both The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise and also want to go to Africa to like actually help kids. So I question her motives for the Africa trip.
Or no, I question her motives. I think that like, I feel like The Bachelor for her was like just some another whimsical adventure. The kind of person who's like, I'm going to go to Kenya and save kids.
Why didn't she just
sort of like, yeah, you're willing to do anything.
Yeah, I guess she just like try, like maybe she's just a person who just like, given an opportunity, she's just going to fucking take it.
She seems like that to me. What I do find weird is that like, okay, she and Wells have this like, obviously they like each other. But like Wells is off limits because he's the bartender. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like what is the difference between Wells and everyone else?
We're hanging around. He'll come bartend.
Right. The only thing that
Wells, let Wells, you know,
that just means he gets to be like a perfect, like that just means he gets to be a permanent character without getting eliminated. It's just like Wells is still a character.
Right.
You just can't get rid of him.
Right. Plus, you're denying us the. I don't understand why he's nickname them Dan Wells.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But like, why? I just don't understand why he's not just like...
Right. Like, maybe he could start out as the bartender, but like, if someone likes him, like, what? You're not going to allow
that? Yeah, what are these rules? The arbitrary rules, Chris Harrison. Doesn't make any sense.
Right. Like, some rules we can break and some rules we cannot break. And like, Jorge can come back and bartend if Wells and Danielle were a thing.
It's stupid.
Maybe Danielle will get bored of the kids in a week and she'll be like, oh, I want Wells. She'll like send a message in a bottle to Mexico. And like,
you think she'll be back?
Come back. I wouldn't be so
shocked.
They
should have made out earlier.
Being like a conversation.
I think they'd make a good couple. They both seem like relaxed.
I feel like I could see a conversation where Wells goes to Chris Harrison. He's like, I've been thinking. I really want Danielle to come back. And he calls her and she comes back. Sorry, I have a cough.
Glad we addressed the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
But I know we finished Dean conversation, but I just actually did write down this quote that he wrote because it was like... so funny, but that by Jack Stone. Jack Stone goes, Dean's great if you're in middle school. Dean's not great if you're an actual adult with a career, which like, to be real, none of these people are, but yeah, he said it best.
Closer. Should we talk about, before we talk about like the sexual assault thing, which is its own thing, let's talk about Carly and Evan. Pregnant.
Ugh, I don't care.
I don't care, but I actually was a little shocked. They just got married.
They also like, yeah, I mean, I don't know how old she
My
is.
My jaw did drop, I'll admit that.
Really? I didn't care
I was
at
like,
all.
When she's like, we're pregnant, I was like,
seriously?
What?
I didn't care at all. I figured that would happen.
No, I don't care, but
it's
I
just
was surprised.
Like, what the fuck is the purpose of them giving her a sonogram on national television if they're not even going to tell us the sex? Yeah. Like, you're just wasting
you're
my time.
You're depleting the value of a sonogram when you bring it with like a little pocket
also, like,
sonogram.
Who
thing.
Cares? Like, here's your baby. Like, we're going to prove that it's real. Like, who
people might claim it's
I don't
fake.
Know. I don't care. It's like, if it was fake, I wouldn't care. If it's real, I don't care.
I will say the only thing that did change there was that I used to think she didn't really like him, and now I do think she does.
I still don't think she really likes him. Aileen and I talked about this last week.
I listened.
Yeah. I think she wants to get married really bad. He's really creepy. I don't think she really likes him. I think she like, he
but
likes
I think
her.
She's progressively liking him more.
She's gotten used to him. There's a difference.
Yes, yes.
There's
yes.
a difference.
She's more tolerant. And
she's settled into her settling. That's what I like to call that.
Yeah. Could write like a whole chapter about that.
Seriously.
Yeah. No, I do think that that's exactly what she's done. But I like them more and more. Maybe I'm just used to them.
The Carly and Evan. Everyone's like, oh, I want that Carly and Evan love. Like, no, I want nothing.
No, I don't want Carly and Evan love. I want Jade and Tanner love.
Yeah. I want Catherine and Sean love.
Oh, yeah.
I love like Catherine that. And
Same.
Sean. I don't know what it is. I think it's like.
Do you remember though? She was a dark horse in his season.
I had no idea.
She didn't show up
till
like week five. Like they didn't really form a bond. I think till later.
I don't think she got a lot of camera time. I think they had a bond the whole time, but it wasn't like interesting or exciting. So they just like didn't really show it. And none of the. I think the other girls like underestimated her.
Right. Real love is never.
I think they just like
exciting.
I don't even. Yeah. Like she like kind of crept up on like. She was like suddenly in the hometown dates, and then like.
Right.
She like he picked her, but it was like I don't think that there was like anything. I think they had like a normal kind of.
That's how you know it was like legit, I think.
Right.
Because there wasn't a lot of like drama to get there. Like whereas if you look at like a Ben Flanick and Courtney Robertson, it was like or
a
Andy
whole
and Josh.
Hyped up dramatic thing. Yeah. They think they just like liked each other. It wasn't that they tried to like almost build other people into being.
Right. I think the more drama like that you that like it takes to become the winner, the less likely a relationship will actually be good or real.
Yeah, I feel like most.
But if you have no, if you have like relatively low drama, like I think you actually have a chance. Because like, if it just works, then like it works. It just
works. If it's on, it's on.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't like Carly and Evan. They make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wish I like should be happy for them, but I just like don't buy it. I think like, especially, I don't know.
They'll get a divorce, I think, in like 3 years.
It's also like Sean and Catherine didn't come on The Bachelor to show like a sonogram of their kid. You have to have like a fucking line. I'm sorry. You met on Bachelor in Paradise. Let's play that down.
Yeah. Right. It's also like, why don't you like make sure you're definitely into being married before you have a kid? Although it sounds like it was a mistake.
You think, oh, it sounds like she like didn't know that she like thought it would be hard for her to have kids. Someone told
so
her.
So they
that.
Just decided to not use birth control or protection?
Something like that. That sounds stupid. I kind of like Jasmine. I wish she would find love.
Yeah, but wait, she is with someone, no?
She's with Matt, but he doesn't really like her.
Okay. What about what did you think of like the Lacey and Diggy and then what's her name?
Lacey needs to calm the fuck down. She's embarrassing herself.
I know.
She's going to watch this and I'm like going to cringe for her when she watches this.
Yeah.
Just like be cool. Just like relax.
She's a little too invested on one in finding love.
Yeah.
There.
That's what she's like. Yeah. She's like playing with scared money.
Yeah.
That's like.
Great turn.
Yeah. We got this thing from like Bethany Frankel actually. Like not that she's one with an amazing relationship like roster. But she did. I read one of her books and she did say something interesting, which was that like. Like dating, like you shouldn't, like dating is like gambling and that you shouldn't go gambling because you need to pay your rent.
Right.
Like if you go in with scared money, you're going to lose. If you go in with like, if you go in to date because you like desperately need to find a boyfriend or you like are obsessed with finding love, like you're not going to find it because you're like aura is just like.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah. Even though Bethany's love life is not perfect, I do trust what she says about it because also, she's had bad experiences, so she knows.
She does know, and I think like even though she's not in a relationship, she's still like fine.
And she's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Lacey is like trying too hard to like get married out of this and like with paradise.
You know, when it comes to paradise,
I think that like really the key is to just have an open mind because not everyone there, it's different than The Bachelor where like everyone's expected to be like progressing towards love.
Right.
Like, that's sort of the nature of the show. Like that's the winning. That's the end game. With Paradise, there's so many different things that you can do. You could come out with the boyfriend and it's like acceptable. Like, like Peter should go on Paradise because he could come out with a girl who he likes and they don't have to get married. Like you can come out of Paradise with Instagram endorsements. Like you're not just necessarily going to
find
married.
A husband. Yeah.
So like the fact that she's like so invested in this is what's the problem.
Yeah. It's like a little embarrassing. I feel a little bad for her, but also Lacey, like just like chill. She didn't pack enough Xanax.
No. Someone should give that to her.
Is really her issue.
Yeah. Should we talk about DeMario and Corinne? Corinne's voice has gotten more nasal. Do you agree?
Well, she wasn't on this time, really.
Yeah, she was.
That's a preview of her. She was on. Oh. She's doing next week.
Oh, well, I definitely heard her speak.
They like did a preview of her like on, but she's not actually.
It's different.
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to sound serious.
It's more nasal and more like Miami stupid. She sounded smarter before.
Maybe like her attempt to sound serious came out the wrong way. I felt bad for DeMario.
Me too.
I thought the
fucked up. They just played with this guy's whole life to what I agree with Aileen's take, and I've agreed with her since the beginning that this is for publicity in part.
You think they really just did that to him for publicity?
I don't think they did it to him. I do think that there was an opening for them to do it, and they blew it up. Like this producer probably did go to them and say, this looks sketchy to me. And then they were like, oh, we have to investigate. And then they were like, ooh, we have to investigate it. Let's make it a thing. And
right. Like, I think maybe they thought that because they like had to. Yeah. Because they had to investigate it anyway. They would make some money off of it. They would milk it. I'm not surprised. They're a corporation. Like,
yeah,
not,
they
it's
owe
not
their
right.
shareholders money.
It's not right. But I'm not surprised that they did it.
Remember, when we
I did feel really bad for him. It like definitely sucks. And it shows you like. I don't know. It's like weird how just like the nuances of like how everything came together. They didn't talk about race last night, but I was thinking about that a lot.
Yeah. It's such a. It's like this is what pissed me off is that it's obviously like this racial dog whistle like Donald Trump does. Like you have this like black man who's accused of like sexually assaulting a white girl. And then he gets like basically screwed in the situation. She gets like a little slut shamed, but like she's fine. She's totally backed up. Like financially, like fame-wise, he's the one who gets screwed. Even though, yeah, I do think, like, what they did last night was vindicating for him.
Yeah.
Like, it's still always going to be his name, like, the guy who was accused of sexual assault, even if they know that it wasn't, even if the second sentence is, but it wasn't true.
Right. Yeah, the whole thing is, like, fucked up. I feel like it's been, like, they played it out as much. If they bring it up again, it's just going to be, like, absurd.
Well,
they
they're going keep... to during the final thing.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I thought it's next week. Is that fine?
No. There's going to be like, I'm sure after Paradise, there will be like after Paradise.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to talk about it again. I don't understand why
I'm like
they
over
did
it
this.
Already. It's right. Like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think it just shows that when you submit yourself to The Bachelor, you don't know what you're going to get.
I wonder what happened to that producer.
Right. Why don't they mention that?
I don't
Probably
know.
Still working on the show.
On what show?
Paradise.
Oh, you think? I'm sure they were fired.
No.
For starting this whole thing, cost them millions of dollars.
They legally like cannot fire that person.
I guess.
Because if you like if
Oh
you,
yeah, Sammy's yeah. the HR rep.
Yeah, if you like if you report something, like then the company really can't fire you. Because then it's like, oh, I got fired for reporting this. They definitely yeah, can't fair. Fire them. They're probably still working there. But if you work at The Bachelor and you work at ABC and you want to send us an anonymous tip or not an anonymous tip, let us know. You can email us at what's the Bachelor email?
Bachelor@Betches.com. Sorry, Bachelor@Betches.com.
Bachelor spelled BETCHELOR@Betches.com. So if you're a Bachelor person, please let us know where that producer is now. We're dying to yeah. know.
Were you upset with anyone who went home? Which you are you going to miss Alex, Iggy, or Vinny?
I literally could not have listed to you the people who went home.
Well, those are the people who went home.
I never pay attention to who leaves. I only pay attention to who's there.
I guess.
Because if they leave, they're
Alex
obviously
Alex had
irrelevant.
To go. He was annoying. He was really thirsty. Alex, he's the short one.
Oh, yeah. Don't care about any of them. If they go so early, unless there's like some super drama with like a love triangle, then who cares? It just means that.
Yeah. I just thought the Alex thing where he was like begging everyone for a rose was very embarrassing.
Right. But I think that if someone goes, like just goes and there's no drama around it, it means that the producers didn't care enough to keep them there. Because you notice that like the people that the producers want to keep there.
That's true.
For
or, the,
story line,
or like the story
they
people.
Send someone in that makes it a story. So
that's
like,
true.
Like who did they just do that with? Like, okay. Like Lacey and then Diggy and then they sent Dominique in.
Oh yeah, because they knew that was going
to
fuck with her.
With Lacey.
Yeah,
like that's the point. They want to give Lacey a moment, and the moment
like
is that she gets fucked with
puppeteers.
Right, because I think how it works is that they're all waiting somewhere, and then they decide based on. It's like that show.
Yeah,
like
I think
the adjustment.
You think they're
movie,
like
the adjustment
like another room?
Bureau.
There's
yeah,
another
there
room.
Is. There's like they go somewhere, not like another room. I think they are like
right, and they all know each other already. They've all met before. This is like stupid.
Don't act like you didn't stalk every single person on Instagram, and half of them haven't already like slid into your DMs. Like,
right?
Oh, I hear
you probably hooked up. You probably hooked up with half of them.
Yeah.
What
the producers
fuck
tell them
is Robbie's
coming.
Bow tie? He needs to get that. Was like terrible.
Robbie is like, I don't know what he's doing with the hair.
It's annoying because again, like he, I feel like used to be normal, and this franchise has ruined him.
Yeah. It made him obsessed with his like
appearance and followers and all these things. It's like, you need to relax, man. Like,
look, it's easy to get sucked in.
I can imagine that, but you're not that famous. So like, don't get sucked in.
Right. Like how many Instagram followers do you have? Like 300,000. That doesn't mean that you're not as famous. It just means that's how many people are interested in following you. But
you just need more. There's never enough followers.
Yeah.
No one's
never
going
to feed that insatiable thirst for attention.
Can't
and followers.
Pray to Instagram because you'll never be happy.
Yeah. Go meditate.
Okay. Let's play some games.
Okay.
Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry. Dean, Robbie, and Chris Harrison.
Marry Chris Harrison. Fuck Dean. And shoot Robbie. Sorry, Robbie.
I guess I would do the same. I would definitely marry Chris Harrison because he's like the
he's
only
like
one
a real person.
He's the only one with a real job, even though it is to host The Bachelor, but he's probably a producer as well.
Oh yeah. Right. Like he's done some stuff.
Yeah. And he doesn't embarrass himself that much. He's just on for like a few minutes every week.
Yeah.
He
really has the best job maybe in the world.
Yeah. I guess I think I'd rather have sex with Robbie, even though like, I just
don't
like
Dean.
I'm just not a Dean fan. Never have been. Never
I
will be.
I feel like Robbie is not for me.
It's
I like
for
Dean.
You
met Robbie.
I know.
I wasn't there.
I What?
I wasn't there that
day. He was fine. He was much better a year ago than he is right now. Sorry, Robbie, if you're listening.
I'm sure he's listening.
I liked you a year ago. Please come back to your grounded self.
Yeah, by the way, we don't just like you, Robbie, like as a person. We just think that you need to, like, I don't know, hang out with Jordan less.
Sorry, Robbie. Yeah. Anyway, would you rather be Evan and Carly's baby or Chad? You remember Chad?
Yeah.
Chad's girlfriend.
I'd rather be the baby.
I don't know.
Chad would like beat you.
I don't want either of them. Emotionally, I don't want to be a bachelor baby.
Yeah, but you could like go to therapy about that. I guess you could go to therapy being Chad's girlfriend, but
I guess
he's like gross. He really grossed me out.
I'm not into him either, but like, ugh, fine. I'll be.
Yeah, he was gross.
I'll be Evan and Carly's baby. Fine.
Right. Look, I actually like Carly. Like, I think she's like.
I liked her until she married Evan.
Right, but. Who knows? Maybe they'll like leave the bachelor world eventually.
And they'll become like Trista and Ryan and just live in the mountains.
No, they can never be like Trista and Ryan because Trista and Ryan were the OGs and like you can't.
I love Trista and Ryan. So happy for them and their life in the mountains.
Good job, guys. Yeah, right? Like they.
They're legit.
Right.
Yeah.
Living in the mountains, like away from all of the shit.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
Everyone knows your name. Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather have your baby live ultrasounded on The Bachelor or lose $10,000?
I think I'd rather lose $10,000.
How much money do I have in the hypothetical? The amount I have now.
The amount you have now. Not to give anyone an indication about the money you have now.
I just like.
I mean.
I really wouldn't want to lose $10,000. Like under any circumstance. Ugh. Like especially if the thing that I need to alternatively do does not cause me any bodily harm.
So fucking cheesy. It's okay. Like everything
it's
that
really
I hate.
It's really cheesy, but I'm not looking to lose $10,000. Like if you said poke your eye out or lose $10,000, I'd lose $10,000. But like, yeah, sure, I'll have the fake ultrasound.
Ugh. I guess you're right, like, in terms of, like, utility, but...
Yeah, think about what you could do with that.
What if it was, like, you'll gain $10,000 if you live ultrasound your baby?
You're saying, could they pay me $10,000?
Yeah. That's a different question.
No.
See, no.
That's different.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What's
the minimum you need to be paid to have your baby live ultrasounded on The Bachelor?
$75,000.
What about 74?
Maybe.
73.
It's a negotiation.
73.
No, 75. I have a hard number.
Hard number?
Hard stop at 75.
I guess I could like...
But I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't be happy.
Would you say no to 50?
Yeah, I'd say no to 50. 75. You would? Yeah. This is my dignity.
I feel like my dignity is worth more than that, but like, obviously not everyone thinks that that's a huge bonus.
I would do it at 75 and I would not be pleased, but I wouldn't be like giddy about it.
I feel like, yeah, you would do it for 50.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would.
Fine.
35?
No. I have some self-respect. All right. Okay. We are out of time today, but we will catch you on next week's double episode of The Bachelor because it just takes over all of life for the month of August. Thanks so much for listening. Email us at bachelor@betches.com for any games you want us to play or any commentary you have about our commentary. We really enjoyed talking about Bachelor in Paradise today, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, and email us if you're a producer and you have any tips. And I'm sorry for my incessant coughing. I just can't get rid of my cough.
It's okay. All right. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.